Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. Dustin, we spent quarter number three talking about all of this conference realignment, and there's just a boatload more to talk about. Let's get right to it. Let's go to the Big Ten and what effect will happen there. We were talking off air. Southeast Conference gets Texas, Oklahoma. Good chance the Big 12 just gets picked apart, and the Big Ten will feel obligated to pick out some teams from there. We're hearing things like Iowa State and Kansas. Iowa State and Kansas, and the Southeast Conference gets Texas and Oklahoma. What's going on here?
Yeah, there's no competing with that. When it comes to the high profile additions, if you're looking at schools from the Big 12, there's nothing left that can possibly compete with the SEC getting Texas and Oklahoma. I have nothing against. I mean, I think Iowa State, when it comes to football and basketball, especially the upside that they're showing in football now, there's some value to that. They're Iowa's, you know, in-state rival school. I mean, there's some value there. Kansas, obviously, has a basketball program. I mean, but neither of those land with a whole lot of excitement. And that's kind of the name of the game right now. You're trying to, if they're going to add Texas and Oklahoma in the SEC, you're trying to match that excitement in some way, shape, or form. And there's nothing in the Big 12 that can come close.
I was talking to you off the air about an article I read in The Athletic. I believe it was Andy Staples who wrote it. Fascinating idea. With the same thinking that you have about what can you do to match the excitement of the Southeast Conference, his idea was the Big Ten grabbing some of the big names from the Pac-12. How about USC and Oregon and Washington and UCLA and Stanford and having them join the Big Ten? How exciting would that be, Dustin?
Well, the ship is starting to sail off when it comes to geography meaning a whole hell of a lot for these leagues. It has started to go in that direction anyway. The Big Ten is the poster child of having this gigantic footprint with Iowa and Nebraska part of the league. You know, West Virginia being in the Big 12 kind of stretched the limits a little bit there. I think geography is clearly meaning less and less. It's a direction that we thought leagues were going to go in the future, but I think the future is now here when it comes to that. So why not? You know, the Big Ten is the closest thing to a competitor to the SEC. When it comes to the product on the football field and when it comes to the product on television and these digital networks. So why, you know, you have to try to make some kind of splash. Why not just ditch the idea of geography meaning anything? I get it when it comes to Olympic sports and what you got to figure out. That's not, I mean, it's nowhere close to the top priority in this conversation. The top priority in this conversation, and some might say the only priority in this conversation, is getting a football division, a football league together that you can sell. And, you know, getting an Oregon and a USC and a Stanford and raiding the Pac-12 is the only thing the Big Ten can possibly do to rival what the SEC has done. Whether that happens or not, we'll see. But it is the only thing to match that excitement.
Let's talk in the bigger picture sense here. There's actually also been conversations that saying that the Southeast Conference is even talking to teams like Clemson and Ohio State and Michigan to create this ultra elite conference. And if you end up with a 20-team elite conference with the Southeast Conference, is that good for college football on the whole? And also, if you had 20 teams and you're not even playing half the teams in the conference, is it even really still a conference?
Well, I think this is the time where, and I've seen this thrown out there, you know, consider putting it in the same air as the NFL, where you've got essentially one NFC, you have the 32 best programs in the country are in two leagues, where you've got four divisions in those leagues. You come up with scheduling to you know, both in your league and outside of your league. But basically, that's it. This is the NFL now. And that's the direction it seems to be headed, is that you could make that work, but it does change things completely. You can make these big divisions work, and clearly that's what they're going to be trying to do. I don't know. I mean, this is like a national version of anytime you have a coaching search where you have all kinds of wild rumors floating around until you actually get some resolution here. You have flight trackers, you have, you know, board trackers, and you're trying to hear what school A is thinking, and oh, they might be going to the, and there's going to be so much smoke out there in the coming weeks. I personally love it. I can't wait to see what unfolds, how crazy this is actually going to get. You know, this realignment talk is happening in a totally different environment now than when it last happened. Not only from the sense of what is valuable when it comes to television and streaming, but also with the college football playoff set to expand and with players starting to get a little share of money. I mean, this is all totally different, and the outcome is going to be completely different one way or another.
Well, with that said, Dustin, I had told you before this segment started that I had an idea that could take care of all this. Here's my idea. You have individual teams looking out for themselves. They're supposed to, or colleges. You know, Oklahoma doesn't care about the rest of the Big 12. They're looking to take care of themselves. The Big 12, the Southeast Conference, the Big 10, they're all looking out for their own best interest. My idea is this. How about a governing body over all of college football? We'd call it something like, how about the National Collegiate Athletic Association, okay? And you put a president in place, okay? And this group would look out for the best interest of all of college football. And they would influence things so that the best interest of all of college football would be looked out for. What do you think?
Oh my goodness! Isn't that a noble concept? To have somebody in charge of this organization that would take any kind of command and not just say, "Well, the schools are going to do what they're going to do. We're just here. We can't do anything." How many times have we heard something similar to that statement coming from that organization? What? How useless in this? And you know, that ship has sailed, man. I mean, you can't have one governing body come and say anything about the greater good, because it's too much dollars and cents. There's too much tied up in you know, legal when it comes to these, you know, the television and broadcast rights. I mean, the closest thing to anybody being able to come together and say something like that, ESPN's more likely to do that than the NCAA is. They're in a better position to dictate anything than the NCAA.
Well, let's talk about ESPN's role. And for those who don't know, when I said National Collegiate Athletic Association, that's the NCAA, which has been noticeably absent from any of this conversation because they have no influence. They do nothing to help this cause here. But let's talk about ESPN and their role, because they're the ones who are bankrolling the Southeast Conference. On the surface, Oklahoma and Texas going to that conference means the pie has to be split more ways unless more money comes in. Where does that money come from? ESPN. The Big 12 TV contract will change. So you mentioned earlier, Dustin, that it's not a case where there's an unending amount of money, but it's just money being shifted probably more to the haves as opposed to the have-nots.
Yeah, there's more money going into viewing rights, and every time, you know, you belly up for negotiations, there's the contract gets bigger. But there's not an infinite number of dollars going into these things. And there is, you know, the SEC can come and renegotiate this thing and say, you know, that there's a lot more value added with these two programs and viewership numbers and all that, that they can command more. But it does, you know, they can't get more and the Big 12 can't get more at the same time. You know, so it's going to affect some things, and it is going to. And I think, you know, just the bottom line, all this, just from my viewpoint, is that everything in college athletics, specifically college football, is market driven now. Player value, market driven. League and competitiveness, market driven by TV and streaming. So, you know, the market's going to take college football wherever the market takes college football. The idea that one group or one organization can dictate where things go next, that idea is long gone. It's the market taking care of everything, and we're going to see what the market does when it comes to dollars and cents for viewing rights.
Dustin, you earlier alluded to the NFL and how they're set up. The difference there is the NFL has this approach that we are doing things that will be in the best interest of every team, and that works out best for everybody. Are we going to see in a few years this every man for himself and the Southeast Conference building this mega conference? Where's it going to end? Are we going to have two mega conferences, the Southeast Conference and the Big Ten? Will we have one mega conference? Will the Southeast Conference end up with 40 teams?
Here's what I think is going to happen. Maybe it's not going to. This is what I think should happen. You got a Power 5 and a Group of 5 right now. I think you're going to have a Power 2 and you're going to have a Group of 8. You know, and you're going to have, you know, teams. Maybe you got to earn your keep. You know, you can get demoted to the Group of 8 if you don't earn your keep in the Power 2. I mean, I don't think that is going to happen, but it's the difference in college football. You have to have some upward mobility if you're not in these power leagues, but these power leagues are coming whether you like it or not. And the market is driving that. So that's what's, I mean, this was a final kind of nail in the coffin when it comes to the traditional setup of college football. You're going to have the Big Ten, I think, as a rival league. You're going to have two big, powerful leagues, and who's going to get in which line? You know, is the Big Ten going to be able to add, you know, a Clemson? Is the Big Ten going to be able to be viable with that? You're not going to have the same setup we've enjoyed for so long. It's going to change, and mega conferences would appear to be the future of college football, and we're just at the beginning of seeing how this all shakes out.
And if we end up where you have to earn your way up to the upper level, isn't it soccer that does something like that?
Yeah.
But you don't get there by winning. You get there by having your brand be larger. Like Texas, they didn't earn it by quality of play. It's their brand, right?
Yeah. So let's just have just ESPN, you pick the leagues, and let's play ball.
That is where it will probably end up. You say it only half tongue-in-cheek, I believe, there, Dustin. All right.
I agree.
That is it for our show. Thank you all for listening, and be sure to join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Fans are back, and so is tailgating. To celebrate, GoPSURV.com has a very special offer. For the first home game of the season, rent one RV and get a second one for free. A two-for-one deal. That's right. You can double the family, double the friends, definitely double the fun. Go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 for more information.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.